This is the official Scottish Rugby Podcast with Caroline Blair and Chris Patterson. This week, the focus is on the Fosrock Super Series Sprint, Round 1. Round 1 then, Friday 19th April, 7.35, kick-off live on BBC Alba. It's Southern Knights v Edinburgh A. And to chat through all things that match, we're going to now catch up with Sam Derrick and Tom Curry. How are we doing this morning, gents, first of all?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, very well, thanks.
But in the afternoon, Carol, how are you?
I think, do you know why I'm distracted? Day. Can I just take a minute? Sam, your Crocs are exceptional. What do you call those wee things on the top?
The gibbets. I wear them everywhere.
It's a plate of chips.
There's a plate of chips. A cupcake.
So
they were presents, so I was like, I've got to wear them.
There's a trend. There's a cupcake.
A gingerbread man. I feel like you haven't bought these.
These are like, I don't mean to imply anything, mostly, but these are like the sliders of your day. We're now moved on to
the Crocs.
So I
wear them everywhere, coaching everywhere.
I appreciate there's a very important game of rugby ahead of us, but thank you for playing us on that wee diversion. So a lot of changes for you this season going into this campaign then. Let's start off with yourself, Sam.
Yeah.
How are you looking forward to the sprint?
Really excited. I think pre-season's been good. Like, the core group of guys have stayed, which is good. Obviously some new boys in. But just excited to get back into it. It's obviously been a while since we played last year. It's an exciting group of guys. I think we just can't wait to get back out on the pitch with them.
Coaching too.
So. Tell us how excited Rob Moffat is.
Oh, Rob, can't wait. His hair's getting greyer, apparently.
He's obviously new head coach and all the experience, probably more so than almost anyone in Scottish rugby. So he'll be really excited about the kicking off, and especially being at home in the first round.
No, definitely. Rob's, he plays a big part. Everything in the club from like minis all the way up, he's got his foot in every door, and I don't know how he does it. He's a busy man, but no, he's very excited.
He's never stopped either, is he? No. He's great to see him involved as well, and I'm sure you'll be looking forward to
it. Oh, no, definitely. He's a great guy as well. Like, I really look up to Rob, and he's like, since I've been at minis as well, he's always been there, so he's...
Would he have taught you? Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Tom, would he have been taught
you
at school?
No. I joined a bit later. I think he was there. I had Roddy, another Borders man. But Rob was away.
you really are.
But playing on the, I suppose, first game away from Edinburgh as well, Tom, it's always tough to go down to Green Yards. So
yeah.
Tell us about your preparations, personally and as Edinburgh A.
Yeah, so we've just come, like a lot of academy players, we've just come back into Edinburgh now after the 20s. But it's also a really good thing, Edinburgh and Glasgow both getting a chance to, because obviously you've got your match day 23, and then there's a lot of other players in the club to try and get a game. So the kind of A setup, putting the A teams into the Super Series, really good for us, I think.
And will the style of play mirror that of what Sean does with it?
Yeah, I'd say it would. I mean, we all work pretty close together, training's all very similar, so I think it should. Look like Edinburgh's brand of rugby.
That's important as well, isn't it, for the alignment and progression. That's ultimately the point of being immersed in the professional club environment. How are you enjoying that experience and what you're learning about yourself?
Yeah, it's really good. And you do learn a lot. Like, it's quite a big step up for me. I've noticed this my first year in it, and definitely a big step up.
But in what way?
I'd say there's a lot more to think about, like way more to the game than what I've been used to. But again, you're in that environment with a lot of big names in there, so they're really good for helping you out.
There's so much more to think about, like Tom's right, but it's almost, the skill is identifying the bit that's most important to think about, because there's so much information coming at you on how to train, how to prepare, how to review, all this technical stuff, all the tactical stuff, increasing physicality in gym, and like, if you try and do it all, you almost do nothing. So I think sometimes the skill is, and Tom, we're getting this for the senior players, identify what's really important. And you know, you'll get through the checklist eventually, but there is so much going on. Like, what can you work on initially that's going to give you the best results?
So filtering out.
It is. It's difficult because as a young player, as these guys are, and desperate to improve, you almost want to take everybody's. You always take everybody's advice, but take it on board and act on every single bit of it. You almost have to filter the process a wee bit. But I'm speaking like an old man. So.
No, never. But it's interesting you're saying that. It's actually really invaluable advice, isn't it? Because that is the bit that you would learn over time as a younger player in whatever setup it might be, you know, in your respective club environments. That's ultimately what you're trying to learn, is the type of player that you are and where your focus needs to be.
You've got a lot of experience, Sam, though, in the Southern Knights over the years.
Yeah, no, definitely. We've had
Like, are you just an older statesman than then, even though at a young age?
Well, does that start now, would you say?
I think I am now. Like, 3 years I think I've been there now. Mm-hmm. And,
oh, yeah.
Like, a lot of changes each year, but yeah. As I say, a core group has stayed, and it's like the way we want to play, you can see it's really, although it's maybe taken a while, but we're really, really getting to that point where we want to play. And
to what, like, is that? What's the DNA of the Southern Knights?
Well, I think it's the ability to play from anywhere, but which I think we've taken too far in the past years, but now it's a bit maturity. So you got the likes like Gregor McNeish is in. He's brings a lot of experience, and he knows when to calm things down, but he's also happy to throw it about when it's right.
At the risk of bringing in a negative, I'm hoping you're going to turn that round for me now, but the sprint hasn't gone to plan, and it's effectively been a wooden spoon return for the last two.
Yeah.
So with that, ultimately the focus for this one is surely to finish ideally at the top of the table, but certainly higher up.
Definitely. I think it's for the sprint last year, obviously didn't go to plan, but championship, I think we really kicked on one game and we maybe would have got top four chance for a playoff. So I think it's just kicking on from there. So hopefully staying at level and getting higher. So just kicking on from where we left the championship and hopefully get a better finish this year.
And Tom, unintentionally spreading the joy, but certainly it was a difficult under-20s campaign as well, but your experience in the under-20s and what you're learning about yourself from that environment and taking it into your Edinburgh A environment, which is attached to the Edinburgh Rugby environment, you must just be soaking it all in at the moment.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of learnings we've had from futures to 20s, but again, you said very valuable for us. It is a step up for us, but we've had exposure to it. Like, we got our futures set up before 20s, which I think was really good for us. And now since 20s, I think, boys have learned a lot more about the game as our coaches implement a lot of similar things to the pro game. So obviously our learnings from that should help us go through into this now.
And that's not just for the sprint, isn't it? Junior World Trophy's July.
Yeah, so that, just after.
Yeah, so it's to carry forward into that as well.
Yeah, so we've got a long campaign now from playing the Super Series and then hopefully carry on to the trophy, because I think a lot of the boys will be playing in the sprint, so it should be quite beneficial for us.
I agree. Just quickly on the futures, the Forsberg futures, I remember watching you against Stirling, and it was, you probably say, one of the worst games, because the score was 80?
Yeah, it would have been about 80 margin, yeah.
Yeah, and this is where I was like, he was outstanding. Mm-hmm. Outstanding defensively, and people might think I'm crazy, but in terms of being in that position and being able to perform defensively that in a team that really was up against it, the experience and the learning you get from it, and also being able to do that in a team that is up against it, it's really important. So you separate the individual performance from the team performance, and you want both to be as good as possible. There's other games, certainly when I played, where the team played really well and I was rubbish as an individual, so it happens the other way as well. But that's where you just to keep on about kind of educating yourself and picking up the key bits of information and fixtures where some people can kind of dismiss really quite quickly.
And that's ultimately the stage to be doing it at as well. Yeah. It's experiment with who you are as an individual player. It's within the sides, looking forward to then this round one going on. The fixture between you, is this an ideal start, would you say? Are you quite
Sam's
happy with your
Friday night, dinner at Melrose Tom.
He's so it, you can see it.
Head to head.
I think from my point of view, it can't get much better. Especially as you say, down at the Green Yards, like against Edinburgh, like we're excited for it. We've been preparing well and can't wait for it, really.
They're in your garden.
Right, exactly.
Is there anybody, we've been asking this to the other players as well, like ones to watch, players to watch, excited to play alongside, even which you mentioned Gregor and his experience he brings, but who else, is there anybody?
Well, obviously, I can't say for sure who's playing, because they could be up in the main team as well, but I'm pretty excited to see Hector Patterson go. Uh-huh. He had a good under-20s, he's pretty exciting, brings a lot of pace into the game, so look forward to that.
He'll be quite chirpy as well.
So. Yeah, he's
a Borders man.
He'll be in your ear.
I'd stop you. Tom, you and I are out here.
What about Southern Knights? Is
that so obviously mentioned Gregor. I think he'll be a key part. It's still quite a young team, but with Gregor there running the game. Also got the likes. So got Dan Gamble as well. He's obviously been in the pro setup himself. Brings a lot of experience. Got the likes of Alan Ferry as well. He just brings like when you're playing. Like, I wouldn't want to play against him, that's for sure. But
back row, isn't he?
Back row, yeah. Second row now these days, I think.
I tell you what.
But no, like, these guys. Like,
good teammate.
Good teammate, no, definitely.
Well, Sam, Derek, Tom Curry, we wish you both all the very, very best. That game, Friday 19th April, 7:35 kickoff. It's Southern Knights v Edinburgh A. It will be broadcast live on BBC Alba. So Sam Derrick there and Tom Curry. I know we went off on a tangent with Sam's Crocs at the beginning, but did you hear him at the end? He did say it was nice. That actually those were a gift from the kids that he coaches.
It's good. You can tell both back rowers as well, and there's a, you know, there's a link there. There's a bit of determination there, but that would be the, I suppose, the more considerate side of him coming out. It won't be as considerate.
Think it'll be like on Friday.
On Friday night, they'll be going. Both quite similar players as well in terms of right in your face, over top the ball as much as possible, just influence and ball carrying. So that'd be a good matchup. It'd be a good game.
And great that that's also live on ALBA as well. On BBC
yeah,
ALBA.
Yeah, and hard for Edinburgh because they're a wee bit more nomadic than the other teams that are probably together for longer. And as you mentioned in that piece, that the Edinburgh A side will probably change and fluctuate quite a lot because there's progression into the senior side. There'll be injuries, there'll be cover, they'll be back and forward, they'll play in weeks one, week three and week five, where for Southern Knights, the idea is that let's, you know, build a real sense of cohesion, starting with a big performance in the opening night.
Well, ahead of the Friday 19th fixture at 7:35, we're now joined by Ayrshire Bulls and Stirling Wolves representatives Jake Shearer and Ross McKnight. Good to have you both in. Straight off, we have to go right into it. This is a opportunity. Round one's a rehash of the final for the Foxrock Super Series Championship. Looking forward to it?
I think we're pretty good, yeah. I mean, it's going to be a little bit different. Obviously, the Championship final was all to play for, obviously, compared to now. I think with it being the end of Super 6, there will be quite a lot of differences in the way people play, new squads. So I think there will be quite a lot of differences, but also the familiar sight at Millbrae, I think, will be quite fun to go back to.
You've been there a few times, Ross, haven't you?
Yeah.
And Jake, your involvement so far in Super Series rugby, I know you've been playing under 20s, but...
Played Futures. No much involvement there, but...
You got a taste of it, though, and so you know what to expect come the first round of fixtures.
That's excited. Looking for it. Mm.
Senior rugby is that step up as well, isn't it? So how have you enjoyed that period, adjusting to that stage of the game?
Quite good. I enjoyed the challenge. Like, it was something new, something to kind of work towards, as opposed to just getting better by actually having goals, as saying, play for this team, get to this level. So it gives you like an objective measure of what you're needing to do.
And do you set your own goals, or is that, well, you, I assume you will, but like coaches and... team goals as well. Obviously, Bulls have got a pretty good history in the Foxrock series.
Obviously, starting that year, so I've been there for 5 years now. Mm-hmm. You're a real lad, you're looking up, seeing Blair
McPherson. Did you watch the games before?
Oh, aye. You see like Blair McPherson coming out of the gym, you're like, oofed. But you can
see that when I see Ross coming out.
But you can look up to it and you're like, it's kind of odd now that I'm playing for them. So it's always kind of just getting yourself something to aim for.
You are right, and it is differences. There are differences now, but you've also, you know, you've been in the game long enough to have seen how things are evolving. What are you looking forward to in this sprint series?
I think just the differences that are going to happen, because last season it was, you kind of saw, like, for us, we changed our game plan quite a lot going into the finals. So I think a lot of teams might do that. It's kind of a bit of a last hurrah, so you might see a lot more, kind of the coaches being a bit more inventive, the defence being a bit different, because obviously, you want to win the trophy, but at the same time, it's not you're going into the champ. Again, it's kind of, like I say, last hurrah. So there will be, well, hopefully, there might be a bit more exciting rugby to play.
It's an opportunity to show your skills as well, isn't it? I mean, I don't know, remind us off the top of your head, how many tries did you get in the championship last year?
15.
15. Yeah. So is that a goal?
Were you top try scorer, right?
Yes, yeah.
Mm. So you played some pretty good stuff last year as well. You got, and with the mindset you're talking about in terms of innovation and trial and can you all out attack you? Do you think you can top 15? No, as many
not,
games.
I've not had many games. I don't think so. But when speaking to Hodgy already this season, he's got ideas for how we're going to attack and play. And that was from the get-go last year. We had, I think, Ayr was our first game again last season, and I got two in that game. So I don't know if I'll get any, or I might not even playing. But
you'll be stopping them, Jake. Yeah?
For just now, for just now, it's pretty good.
No 50 again.
The ideas that Hodgy's bringing and like I said, Sheba, Sean Kennedy. Is all quite exciting, especially, like I say, it's the last chance to kind of show everyone's skills individually as well.
Is that the biggest difference then, that you're seeing that it's actually, it's not about so much risk taking, it's calculated risk taking, but it's a bit creative, it's let's just go for it, let's have a really good sprint.
I think so, yeah. Obviously, like I say, that's from my, for that county, could be very different, because obviously Bills play a bit differently, like a bit more grunt up front, but I think most teams like will have a bit more of a crack. Like there's no point trying to be conservative. You might as well go for it.
I'm going to ask if Pat has that mindset as well. Pat MacArthur here.
I mean, definitely. We're gearing up to being able to do, kind of like he's saying, front up, but also then having the options for going at the backs and stuff. So I want to be a kind of consistently good around the board as opposed to just a tin hat, 22 pick and goes kind of thing. So just kind of bring away for that, a wee bit more creative, like he's saying.
As an 18-year-old prop, how are you enjoying your evolution into your own rugby and your development?
It's class, because like, as bad as it sounds, like every bit that you get better, you instantly just get humbled straight back then. So it's like you start getting good at 18s and you're like, oh, maybe going to seniors. Nah. And you're doing decent at seniors, like, oh, have a go at 20s. Nah. Super six. We'll see how that goes, but that's looking good so
far. That's brilliant, though. Like,
that's that. I look forward to it.
It's working, enjoy it.
It means you're stepping up and being rewarded at the right time to test yourself. And
that's it.
Do you know what that continues?
Having Pat as a scrum coach as well, like, it just, like, every bit you just kind of get better. Different things to learn. Just
but he's all the experience in the world as well, isn't it? All the levels, and in terms of his coaching. What type of bits of advice has he given you?
I used to be really bad for like overthinking. So I'd think like 100 times ahead and then you miss something that's blatantly obvious. So it's just kind of bringing yourself back, taking the revs down, as the boys there would say, and just keeping kind of calm, playing what's in front, just playing the game.
That doesn't just apply to forwards, so does it? That's like, it's also a part of development as a player in general and experience. Can you relate to that, Ross?
Quite a bit, yeah. I think I can see differences from the last championship that I played in when I was at Watson's compared to now. Like, even just a year or 5 or 6 games that you play, especially when it's regular games, you can feel a lot different, like how you play, your confidence, your ability, and how you like read and see the game. I mean, obviously, I make a few mistakes here and there, but I think they're less than what it was the year before. So you slowly realise that you actually are getting better.
And from Stirling's point of view, obviously winning the championship last year, great achievement, brilliant final, almost rose up to it, didn't you, in the weeks? Because there was a point in the mid-season where you thought, actually, this goes one of two ways. We're either fate to qualify for the playoffs, or you crack on, you crack on. The experience of winning, how does it affect the goals or the expectations for the...
Well, I think it's quite different because the last few years at County, you've always kind of gone in as underdog, like not really expecting to win that many. So I think now there's probably a bit of a challenge to like, right, what's our mindset going to be now that we're the ones getting chased? And I think we've not thought about it too much because a bit of pre-season is just getting everyone fit again, getting the ball in the hands. But there will be conversations that we're now the ones with the target in the back rather than we're the one chasing. So last year we had lots of goals like, we'd never won 3 games in a row, we'd never won here, we'd never won there, and then we end up winning the final. So now it's just about setting goals, but also having fun and just making sure that this last season is the main one to remember.
Well, we wish you both all the very best.
Thank you very much.
And of course, you can catch that game on Friday 19th April at 7:35, kick-off, Ayrshire Bulls v Stirling Wolves. Fact that that is a follow-on from the final for the championship final just a few months ago adds a bit of spice to that.
Yeah,
game.
It doesn't. You've almost, I mean, it was the lads hinted at it as well, almost like a potential clash of styles, how Stirling are going to play, they're going to go for it. And then obviously Ayr's success has been built on being able to score tries, having wonderful attacking players, but also that real hard edge up front that Pat has instilled and those before him. So there's potentially a wee clash of styles there until the game properly opens up. But by the sign of things, it's going to be exciting to watch Stirling Wolves.
It was an interesting interview, that one, in the sense that Ross McKnight's obviously a bit more established, but Jake's he's still a pup to some degree. You know, he's still young, he's 18.
Yeah.
And looking in, I wonder what that mindset is going into this is for him. It's one full of excitement as well.
Yeah, and it was nice to see or to hear him saying how inspired and how close he was to the teams that have won Super Series or won championships in the year before and the players that have played it. So having kind of looked up to them, he's now getting the chance to do his own thing. I'm an aggressive, again, front row player, uncompromising. So it's a different stage from Ross. Ross has played a lot of Super Series rugby. He's been involved with Glasgow, so it's good to see players at different stages having the opportunity to go head to head.
So on Saturday 20th of April at 3 p.m, Birremuir Bears take on Glasgow A. We're now joined by Corey Tate and Kerr Johnson. Great to have you, chaps. First of all, what have you been up to today?
Just been getting our photos taken, Trying to look good for the camera, but you can only try, I suppose.
That's the hardest part over then.
Yeah.
How are you enjoying this part then, the build-up, the preview to what is round one of the Fosrock Super Series Sprint?
Yeah, it's good to be fair. I kind of just want to get stuck in. It's been a while since I've played rugby, so... but yeah, just keen to rip in as well.
When was your last game, Kyle?
Against England in the Six Nations.
So. A lot sooner than me.
When was yours?
Yeah, it'd be November time was the last
the
time.
End of
the last Super Six game was the last time.
So you'd be desperate to
get out, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm raring to go.
I know that when you play as well, you'd be absolutely desperate to get out there. But I'm your, have been, you know, pretty true to developing young players. You've been a big part of that. Obviously came, you know, Hoik and then Boroughmuir, but you've had a lot of success with Boroughmuir, a lot of tries scored as well. What's the goal for Corey Tate in the Super Series?
I don't know, just play as well as I can. Hopefully the team gets the success as well. Like a lot of my tries, as you say, they've been on the back of them all, so I can't take much credit for them.
I take it.
Yeah,
the team gets me well. But we're just ready to go as a team. Really looking forward to that first game. Hopefully turn over Glasgow as well.
Are you going to take that?
I don't know, we'll see how it goes.
You've both obviously had under-20s experience as well. What talk to us a bit about that for you recently. How have you enjoyed that development in your game?
Yeah, obviously with results it's kind of tough. You know, we didn't win in the Six Nations, but the experience, the games, playing against boys who are bigger and sometimes better than you also makes you better. So learning experience, but good fun overall.
And with Glasgow, you've obviously had a chance to embed yourself in the professional setup at Glasgow too. What's that experience been like?
Yeah, coming in it was definitely tough, especially with Franco's pre-season. That was like
it's legendary, isn't it? We talk, there's a lot of chat about this.
Yeah, I wanted to quit after a few sessions.
he's done his job,
yeah. Yeah, but you do realise now that like it's sort of making you better, so definitely tough, but you do thank him for it after it.
I know you have to grit your teeth and get on with it, but do you rely on other senior players, do you rely on the younger players kind of sharing your concerns and think, actually you feel the same as I feel, or is it a goal, is it an inner drive, what do you...
I don't know, usually when it's like tough drills and stuff, all the boys are like, yeah, just take it easy and stuff, but he hates stuff like that.
He can see it as well.
Yeah, you just can't do that, so you just kind of have to go to that dark place and sort of see how it goes, I guess.
What sort of challenge is it then? Is it a mental challenge as well as a physical challenge? Is it a combination?
I think it's just the way he wants like the Glasgow boys to play. If you've watched any URC, they play all like from everywhere and like they never kick points, always get to the corner, so you need to be really, really fit. So like I think he's just trying to make you fit for those sort of scenarios in the games.
And will the Glasgow E mirror that type of play, try and mirror exactly what the Warriors do?
Yeah, definitely. I think they'll definitely try and play a lot of rugby and definitely try and use that mall as well. That's been a big success for them in the URC, so
Corey's licking his lips at the mall. What's the shape of the Boroughmuir?
Kind of similar to Glasgow in that regard, that we're not going to be afraid to play from anywhere. Like one thing we've learned from the last few years is basically like not to be scared to play. Mm-hmm. Like if the opportunity does come, play, but obviously playing smart as well. Like if it's not on, it's not on, and just take every game as it comes.
Does that make this an added bit of spice then, looking forward to this sprint series that you just get stuck in?
Yeah, exactly. That's our main thing, is just to get stuck in as hard as we can, play really well, and just show what Boroughmuir's made of.
And you must have tapped into a minute ago about your, you know, what you target. Are you the type of player that likes to have an individual target, Corey, before you go into a season?
Yeah, definitely. I think like there's obviously the, you want to play well individually, but as a team as well, like if we can... I know maybe not results we've had in the past, but like our target as a team is to win it. Like we want to prove that we've came through the last few years and we've improved and developed, and we want to, like our main goal is to win it. And myself, I just want to play as well as I can in that.
That's important. That's good to hear from a Boroughmuir Bears point of view in terms of identity, using the experience of the previous seasons to stay true to the way you want to play and to try and get a reward for a lot of difficult results you've had, because you've been, can you really see a progression in terms of some heavy defeats, some really good wins, some games that you probably should have won and you lost. The defence has always been pretty good, but almost I feel the last 2 or 3 years you'd be frustrated at some of the games you've lost that you could have won. So with that spirit and the, you know, the, I suppose the identity you're on about, hopefully be quite successful next
year. Yeah, no, 100%. Like we just want to take every game as it comes. Like you say, we were on the wrong end of a couple of those defeats, so we want to just kind of flip that coin and win it and see games out, get that 8-minute performance across the 7-8 games that we've got to play.
And apart from yourselves, is there anybody, players you're really excited about playing alongside Glasgow side? Who would you pick out as the one to watch?
I'd probably say Amena, I think. Yeah. So in the champ, he was scoring a try almost every game, and he's just a bit of a freak. Like, so yeah, I'd say him.
Who are the Bears, Corey?
Probably Ewan Muirhead. He's been going really well last year. He's trained really well in pre-season. He's been in with the 20s training, so that's just improved his game, and I think from his point of view, he's just going to kick on.
What a good start as well, this fixture. How does this one warm up for you both, the fact that this is the opening fixture? You pleased with your opposition?
Yeah, it should be good, to be fair. Obviously, I've played for the Bears, mm-hmm. still aligned mm-hmm. with the Bears, so we'll see how that goes. I'm sure they'll be giving me loads of chat, but...
Might find yourself.
Yeah. At least you know the calls. You know the calls, look, okay, that's our thing. Well, you could be a session wrecker if you know the calls, no?
We'll see.
Well, best wishes to you both, gents. Birmingham Bears versus Glasgow A on Saturday, 20th of April at 3 p.m. kickoff. Corey and Kerr had quite a different take, but I think getting that feeling from Kerr as well, the importance of that time that he's spending at Glasgow A, yeah. and the opportunity to immerse himself in that professional environment, and you know, he mentioned it himself, Franco Smith is.
Yeah.
That's a learning curve.
Yeah,
for him.
So it should be. Yeah, it's hard. You know, like to play any. Rugby, any representing rugby, professional rugby, international rugby, it's probably the hardest, one of the hardest things you can do. Like, it should be hard, and not only being exposed to how hard the training is and how, you know, much pressure you're under, and whether it's fatigue or whether it's, you know, decision making in training sessions. Somebody like Kyle will also see the number of opportunities that young players have had to play for yeah. Glasgow and URC and Champions Cup, and so. It makes it worthwhile, you know, that's always worthwhile, but it makes it even more worthwhile because they will feel really quite close to, if I can perform here in this A jersey, I can be knocking on the door and getting the reward that a lot of other players who played A over the last, you know, sprint series are getting at the moment.
You've said this all along as well, the time that can pass between
oh, yeah.
being in that A jersey, then in an under 20s or at the same time, and then into a national side. It can be short.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen quite a few players, you know, in last year's under 20 championship playing full Six Nations. You know, Harry Patterson, for example, who played Super Series probably months ago, and he's playing against France and getting Six Nations.
Example, actually,
and, and it does, it happens really quickly. Mm. It can seem like a long time, it can feel like it's never coming, it may never come, but for some, it can be a blink of an eye. And any preparation you can get, and any minute spent in the field and competitive environments, at training or in matches, all contribute, they're all building blocks and to try and prepare you for hopefully the end goal.
Saturday, 20th April, 3 p.m. kickoff. It's Heriots v Watsonians. So we're now joined by Lewis Wells and Finn Dury. You've been having a busy old morning today, but it's now getting to the crunch time, ready for round one. How are we feeling about this fixture? We'll start off with you, Finn.
Yeah, I mean, feeling good. Like, pre-season's gone really well for us. We've had a few new bodies in, but we've managed to retain quite a lot of the core squad. So we've been working hard pre-season. Obviously, having Fraser take over as head coach, got a lot more detail, and, you know, he's really driving standards. So, you know, we're really, really looking forward to the first match.
How long have you been in? How long have you been training?
I think this is coming into week five of a sort of 6-week pre-season. We've got a hit out on Saturday against Ayr. At my side as it stands, so I think about a 6-week pre-season. So.
What's Fraser been like then so far?
Yeah, he's been.
You might not be listening, so go for your life.
Yeah, honestly, he's been brilliant. Like, obviously, bringing in the sort of like professional sort of detail and stuff, but then also he's very sort of personable. He's good with the young guys, good with the old guys in the leadership group. So really,
level-headed guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's grumpy. He's grumpy. It'd be good for you in your position, though.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, he's been brilliant. Yeah. Yeah, and also having kind of like the guys from last year, like Cal Davies and Jake Kerr, kind of. Like standing behind them and sort of learning off them, and also having Fraser in as well has been, you know, it's been huge for me. So.
And how's Cairns at Heriots?
I feel pretty confident for the first game.
Love it. You're looking at Heriots.
What gives you the confidence?
Can't wait to get stuck in.
Where's the confidence coming from? Is it the style of play, the training you've had, the time together?
It's just been the last couple of weeks. It's like, especially the last week there, it's been going pretty well. Yeah, stuff starting to click. Still got a few things we need to fix here and there, but. Yeah, we're getting there.
What does starting to click look like for you? Is there like, are you finding that you're all on the same page? Are you going into the sprint differently? What's the, is it just sitting well between the combination of players?
I just think we're like, stuff's like starting to click. Like it's, yeah, we're just getting there. Everyone's like, understands the roles and yeah.
That's the sweet spot, isn't it?
It's hard to put a finger on it, but I know exactly what it means. And it's even harder, I think, when you play for Heriots because it is quite free flowing.
Yeah.
Like there is a, Finn's looking away. You'll be more, no less detailed, But it is a lot more built and feel and counter-attack, and it's the age-old thing for Heriot. It's the way they play. So it's a feeling you get probably by training together for longer, understanding when the offload goes, what line to run, who's going to be there in support, where I would say you're pretty open in the way you play, and it is quite hard to put your finger on when it works. You have to be fit, your skills have to be good, but it is a bit of understanding of training alongside each other.
Is there then pressure then if it isn't clicking?
What do you fix? That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's trying, and sometimes if you don't have as strong a structure, everybody tries really hard, but it's all in different directions. Mm. So if you've got a real clear structure to come back to, it's sometimes easier. But I love the way Harry's playing. Finn's staring me out here. he's ready to take them on.
Ready to take them on.
We're getting for you, Finn, I'll tell you what. Finn, talk about under-20s involvement as well. You've quite enjoyed expanding your rugby over the last wee while. What are you feeling going into that season, but from your own perspective as an individual player?
Yeah, I mean, I think like under-20s was good for me in a way. Like, didn't get a huge amount of game time, but just sort of being in that environment, having kind of been at the mix for a little while and sort of fighting to get back in, like, you know, it's quite character building, I think. Mm-hmm. And the coaches we had were really good. I mean, Ferg Pringle coming, I never actually worked with
them.
Did
you work with Watsons as well?
No, I didn't work with him. Just as I was coming in, he obviously took over from the 20s. But I mean, Ferg was great for me, and he's a really good sort of personable guy, and really sort of helped me individually. And just taking those experiences that you might not have had a lot of time, but you know, just the sort of small like details, like what your day looks like, sort of as a professional, because that's realistically super sick. That's where you're kind of wanting to get to. Mm-hmm. Just sort of being in that environment, I think, was really good. So being able to carry that on into sort of preparations for Super Six coming up.
We've spoken to other players involved, and I say the same thing's going to come up about goals. What goals would you set, Kenny, personally, for the next 6 or 7 weeks, both of you?
Just try and stay fit and play as much rugby as possible, and just, you know, sort of control what you can control and just see what happens, you know, just try and play some good rugby.
We want to win it. we're going there to win it, I think.
Is that a big part of the sessions you've had so far, and
a big focus? I think we want to go out there, just, yeah, play well, last hit out, because it's obviously last season for the sprint, but yeah, go out there, try and get home final, and then, yeah.
So right from now, that's a conversation going on. We're literally in this.
I think that's what we all want. Like, that's a big focus. Brilliant. We want to go and win it, yeah.
So for you as an individual then, is it scoring tries? Is it, what would a good season, apart from the overall team result, what would it look like for you?
I think, obviously I'm a winger, so yeah. I'd love to score a lot of tries, but yeah, it's having to work like with the team as well. You can't just be all about me and trying to score. You can't be selfish, but yeah, just trying to help out everyone as much as I can.
Another question we've asked, and you've not got a lot of time to think about this, but other than yourselves, a player to watch in your squad that you're really, are you excited to play with or play alongside? Or
I think for us, there's a couple. I mean, obviously, I work with the forwards quite a lot. So, yeah. I mean, guys like Louis Ball and Quagga Van Niekerk.
They've got a lot of experience at Super
Series. Yeah, they're also, and it's shocking. Quagga's not much older than me, which is ridiculous when you see him play. Like, he looks very seasoned player. Obviously, Louis. A hard worker, but I think in the backs, I mean, Dom Kotza, I mean, for the past few years, he's been huge. And I mean, I watched that guy at training, I love playing with him. And you know, he's magic, isn't he?
So he's great. Centre, 10, 5th, bleed most of the 50 in November.
Yeah,
his impact in all the games.
Yeah, and his younger brother's just started training with us as well, Ryan, and he looks pretty electric. So yeah, he looks like he'll go well as well.
Other than yourself, Lewis?
I'd probably say Matt Davidson. He played really well last year. Been playing well in training. He's obviously got some
recently as well.
He's got some sevens experience, but yeah, he's looking good.
Do you both enjoy training? Is that a part of the game that you enjoy?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, I enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, it's I do enjoy training. You know,
because not every player does, and that's too.
Yeah, it's tough in pre-season, I would say, but with all the fitness and stuff. But yeah, I do enjoy it.
I think you get a lot more satisfaction out of training as well than you go and you get absolutely slaughtered, but you do sort of feel like you've gotten better. But then obviously everything's geared towards match days and winning matches. So.
Well, there you go. Well, here it's nearly upon us then. So round one, Saturday 20th of April, 3 p.m. kickoff. And that one, of course, Heriot's v Watsonians. Best wishes, gents. Lewis Wells and Finn Dury, what a pair.
It was good again. It was really good in terms of some of the lads' chat was quite similar with each other. Some was vastly different. Yeah. I mean, the body language of those two was great. Finn was just staring at Lewis as he was, quite confidently
good on them predicting. It is, it's part of the Heritage DNA. It's how they play. They're open up. They want to be expansive. They want to show everybody what they can do. They're a mean old team as well in terms of their defence, so they'll be hard to beat. But it was just classic when they said, we're going to win it. Right. Or we want to win it. Quite right.
Straight
really
out.
Confident, and Finn was just staring at him, so he's thinking, I've got other issues. But Finn also mentioned, you know, Fraser Brown's influence for him as a hooker, and you know, Fraser's coaching Celtic Challenge as well. He's obviously out long term with his knee injury, so it's that link again isn't just on the playing surface for the 8 minutes. It's, there's a link between the, as I always say, the coaching and the match officials and the players as well.
So that first match will be broadcast live on BBC Alba Friday 19th of April at 7:35, Southern Knights versus Edinburgh A. And there will be a live game for each round on the Friday night going forward on BBC Alba. All other matches, highlights packages will be shown via scottishrugby.org on Monday evenings.